Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So hey, guess what?
What?
10K! We got 10K! Woo! Oh my gosh.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So exciting.
Yes.
I think 2025 was the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited.
Thank you for following us. And
supporting us.
Yes. And we just knew it. We knew it. We had talked about this before.
Yes. It was just.
And our first podcast of this year.
It just, all that hard work mm-hmm. just had to like come at, you know, it just showed up. So I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. And so you have other exciting news.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I got a job.
Yeah.
I'm not jobless anymore.
It's not that you couldn't find a job. You purposely were taking some time off.
Yes, for sure.
But then when you decided you wanted to do something.
Yes.
Like, it came right away.
It came right away. Faster than I thought. Like, I don't have time to, like, you know, like, process it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like it's just, you know, that this year has started really, really well.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm excited. I know we talked about, like, you know, there's a lot of, I say jobless. I haven't been officially jobless. Like, staying at home mm-hmm. is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
I think that's more work than having a 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 job.
Yeah, because you can disconnect from everything.
Yes. And that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. We all are going to do 50-50 in the house now.
I am jealous of that, though, because I feel like you don't feel guilty just doing nothing because you can't do anything, right? You can't, like, at work fold clothes or, like, do the dishes or, like, well, I could fucking, like, clean the windows or just there's always something that you could do.
Yes.
But you can't do there. So, really, you kind of have, like, more free time. I had more free time working in an office than what I do now.
Right. But then does all the things that you could be doing get done?
No, not really.
So I think that's what's going to bother me a little bit too. So I'm just, that's what I'm like, how is that going to balance out? Because I still want my house to be put together.
Yeah, of course. So, and it's a lot of work when you think about it.
So I just told my kids and my husband, like, hey, you need to pick up after yourself. Mm-hmm. Now mommy's not going to come after and pick up. Like, just, you just saw some wrappers in my sofa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you got to pick up after yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, clean up your dishes mm-hmm. after you're done. So I think the fact that they depend so much on me, they're going to have to take some.
But now you have, like, I know we have been at home and, like, listen, it's our money. And I know when I first started staying home, mm-hmm. I felt guilty kind of spending some things or buying things for me.
Yes, it was.
And now I do not at all, because I know how much we, like, actually contribute to running the household and making sure everything. But there's just still something different to, like,
I think we both talk about it. I think the thing is, like, we didn't come from a very lavish background. I don't know if that's the right mm-hmm. word, but, like, mm-hmm. everything wasn't given to us. We had to work hard to get what we wanted, right? Yeah.
And we couldn't spend on anything and everything we wanted.
Correct. Like, our parents, if we asked for something, it's not, we thought twice before asking our parents. And I think once we started making money, and I think I started working very young, that hard-earned money, like, you appreciated that a lot mm-hmm. more. So I think that, you know, when I got laid off in 2020, I had a hard time adjusting to, like, not working and contributing to the household. And I remember when I told Bob the news, I think I was crying and he was just laughing. He's like, this is what we needed. We needed you to be, you know, take off and spend time with the kids. And it was perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know, Aryan was only 4 years old, so it was perfect timing. And it was an adjustment, but then I took time off and just spent time with the family, whatever I needed to get done so Bob can focus on his career. And now I feel like the kids are kind of, like, grown up and mm-hmm. I'm just itching to, it's hard. It's hard to spend that money. Like, if I want to go out there, Bob has no problems. I still do the finances. He does not care one bit of how much I spend. It's just me that I feel.
Yeah. And let's just preface it by saying our husbands do not give us any, like, crap about things that we buy or spend money on or anything like that.
Yes.
Which is really good, because there are a lot of relationships or people that do that. And and if that's how they run their household, then that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that we don't have that kind of dynamic. It was an adjustment for me, but I feel like now mm-hmm. the amount of contribution that you put with what we do here. And I mean, we're not even really home a lot. We're like schlepping kids around, therapy appointments, doing all the stuff. I mean, yes. If the thing is, if you ask me like, how are you so busy all during the day? It would take me a little bit to kind of just like list off things, like whatever, rattle stuff off. But in reality, you do so much. Like, you can't even explain everything. You're just like, I don't know. But like,
I'm doing
stuff all the time. And I've also had friends who when they decide to stay home, have that same transition. Like, it's a hard to realize like what you're contributing. You don't have to contribute like a physical paycheck or direct deposit in like money, right?
To
like,
it doesn't have to be something.
But it's just like a mental thing for you to get used to that change, where you are bringing in something, but in maybe in a different form. But that doesn't mean you can't take monetarily from like the family in terms of like when you want to spend money or like go out to eat or like buy a purse or buy whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, but once you do it and once you realize it, I mean, granted, again, like our husbands don't give us up, and maybe that's not the same case, but I still, even though I know, I think what you said as far as like how we were brought up and how when we started earning our own money, we were very cautious about like, okay, we weren't like going out to eat a lot. We're like, I'll eat at home so I can save more of my money, because I, you know, I'm still guilty of that. Like, we didn't even fucking have power this morning and I felt guilty having to go to Starbucks.
Yes.
To get a fucking drink. Like, now, you know what I mean?
Now coffees are what, $7 now?
Yeah, this one was like $8.
Yes.
And it's not even a fucking venti.
Right. So you just like, it's ridiculous how much things cost out there, first of all. But like, what I'm saying is, I think both of us agree that we still feel a little bit of guilt. Like, you think twice about it. You know what I'm saying? About, oh, should I spend this money or should I not spend that
money? Yeah. And I typically don't ask, but if it's something like more of a treat yourself, like when I wanted some Golden Goose, like my second pair, I was like, Chaz, you know, I've been in Austin, I've been saving money, and I think he had just like learned he got a promotion or just something good happened. I was like, okay, well, that's great, because there's these Golden Goose. He was like, babe, just fine. We're okay. Do what you want. And then when he saw them, I was like, aren't they cute? And then he went and he saw how much they were. He was like, what the fuck? And I was like, but you said, and he was like, it's fine. I just didn't realize like how expensive they were.
Yep.
And he was like, it's fine. I'm just giving you shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, something like that. Not that I ask him permission, but I'm like, is it okay? You know, he's like, you don't have to ask, but I'm like, but still, you know,
I think we were so independent, right? I think that's not gonna, you can't expect it to like stop feeling that way in your 30s and 40s, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, more than half our life we've been independent, I guess that's a way, right? And so I feel like it's hard to change that. I remember talking to a friend. I go, I'm having a very hard time. Like, I'm doing so much at home, but I'm having a very hard time because I feel like there's not like an end goal. You know, like at work, you have a goal and then like you're getting that paycheck. You're working towards something. You have these small accomplishments and stuff.
Yeah, goals. I can see.
And I feel like you can clean as much dishes. You can, you know, do as much laundry, clean the house up. And it's, you feel good, but then it gets back to the same way. Like, I don't know.
That's not all we do.
No.
We do a lot more. But I'm just saying, like, that's just, like, the easiest things to list off. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm just, I think, you know, they say, I enjoyed my time at home with the kids. So I enjoyed my time with the kids. And that's not going to change. Mm-hmm. Like, my first priority is my family first. But I feel like they're at an age where I'm okay going back to work. I think before, like, Aryan was not even in kindergarten, it made sense for me to just, you know, kind of do a lot with the kids.
And they're more independent.
Yes, that's
you know what I mean? Yes. So
they don't need my attention right when they come from school. Do you see what I'm saying? Whereas before I had to like get on top of all that. So I think it's like perfect timing.
Well, that's good. I'm really happy for you. I'm excited for you. I'm a little like upset that I have to share my time. Like, I don't have all your time when I want it. Whenever I want.
You'll still have my time.
That's the only part you're upset about.
You're always very, but the thing is, we're still busy and we have to like make sure we have time to do.
Oh yeah.
Podcast. We're like, okay, when are you available? When are we available? Like you would think it'd be a lot easy, but like you're busy doing, I mean, Jacqueline does a lot more. I don't know, all this house stuff all the time. I don't do any of that. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to hire somebody in and I will like make sure that they do it.
That's
right.
The Mexican in me. I'm like, I can do it on my own. Then you give me the $2,000 we would have spent on like restaining a fence or something like that. I'll take that money and I'll do it myself.
There you go.
That's what I do.
That makes sense though. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go out there and stand. I'll pay somebody for that.
Oh yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, I know last time we talked about, us doing blood work and, talking about symptoms that were perimenopause and the stuff that I have been doing since. And I got to tell you, it's been like a full week or maybe a little bit over that week.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I cleaned my patio yesterday. I swept the whole patio. I swept the garage. I cleaned the patio furniture.
But it's messed up again today, right?
Because of the rain. But it had been moved because they were doing a bunch of like the wood cutting of like the hardwood floors out there. So they moved all of our furniture to out of its place.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of wood shaving. So I'd just been kind of avoiding it. And it's just been kind of one of those things where it gives you anxious whenever you see it, but then you don't want to do it.
Yep.
I don't know if it's the pills or I just got tired of looking at that shit, but like I did it and I did not feel like I wanted to like go back to sleep. I was productive.
There you go.
So it's giving me energy already. It's making me feel motivated to do stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I clean baseboards, girl.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I clean my baseboards.
And I was just like, what is going on? I have not felt like this in such a long time.
Awesome.
So yes, maybe it's something else or maybe it's like a placebo effect or whatever. But honestly, like I am already starting to feel the effects of changing or taking the supplements that they requested. The only thing I haven't started taking yet is the testosterone because that's like it takes a little bit more time to ship. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of injection or something like that.
Sure.
But yeah, I wanted to tell you.
That's awesome.
Aren't you
proud
of me?
I'm so proud of you. And I'm glad you're feeling that.
Yes.
The best thing is that you're feeling back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All we want is that energy and that motivation to do, you know, like not want to just stay in bed.
Exactly.
That's like the worst feeling. I'm glad you're not in perimenopause. But I have to say a lot of ladies our age are probably.
Yeah, starting to.
Starting menopause symptoms. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Perimenopause. Because you're going to be in perimenopause for like 10 years before you hit menopause. So like a lot of ladies probably are feeling some of it and they're probably in perimenopause and they haven't just been tested. You know, you have to check your FSH and LH just to make sure. But yeah, I'm glad you're not in perimenopause.
Yeah.
I am.
A full blown?
Yeah, I would say I'm in perimenopause right now.
No. Okay. So I know I'm not because I'm still like ovulating.
So am I. I have my cycles every month, but there are certain symptoms that I have that would say, like, I think she checked my FSH, which is your follicle stimulating hormone.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it's within the range, but it's towards the range where it's starting to go to perimenopause.
I see. So mine is still up and running.
Yeah. I mean, I still have my cycles. You have to be. But I think a lot of it is also, they don't just look at only labs. They also look at your symptoms
for
as
sure.
well, too.
So, like, yes.
It's, because it's a huge, wide range that, you know, with mine, it's within range. And someone can look at it and be like, well,
you're
no,
fine.
You're,
yeah.
you're fine. But since I'm having the symptoms, it's going towards that. It may be a few years.
Yeah.
But
and
just
so that's what I appreciate about not only where you're going, but also where I was able to do it all that virtual because after they got all the blood work, they sent me this like, I don't know, 200 questionnaire, like as far as, and it had like, it was segmented into different things. So like it was all the way down to like, how do you feel sluggish to like, Are you regular? Mm-hmm. Do you ever find like blood in your stool? Do you ever find mucus in your stool? Like it was really, really, really specific. Uh-huh. And so that's why whenever I was able to talk to her, she did say some things like that. Like on paper, it looks fine, but based on what your symptoms and what you're going through, like, so it was very thorough.
Okay, good.
And so, yes, I appreciate that they just don't look at
just the labs.
Normal.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, you could be a normal, but your symptoms are not.
And I will tell you, I am one of those patients that a lot of things look normal, but I don't feel normal. Mm-hmm. And that was frustrating when I would go to doctors. They're like, well, everything looks fine. I was like, I don't feel fine. So it's nice to that someone actually listens to your symptoms.
Yeah.
And listens to you versus something that's just on paper.
And I think that's why a lot of people are turning to functional doctors because, mm-hmm. you know, the other ones are just really fact-based in what they see on paper.
And not only that, I think they're very conventional doctors are very quick to give you some sort of medicine that's just going to mask the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think the functional route, which I appreciate so much, is that they always look at the root cause.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. So you don't end up just masking everything. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the root cause, let's see if we can get to that and fix that first.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that she said, because I did not have my notes.
Sure.
Last time, but the DHLC, HDLC,
HDL,
HDLC was 101. And she was like, that's fucking fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Then low estrogen progesterone could be due because of my Mirena that I have my IUD.
Yeah.
The testosterone, the pros of me taking that is it clears some brain fog. Drives muscle mass, increases bone density, increases motivation, increases libido.
Mm-hmm.
Drawbacks of some people taking testosterone are hair loss, hair gain mm-hmm. in places you don't want, like pubic, armpit, lashes and eyebrows, which is a plus. But that won't happen to me as much if it even does, because I'm on spironolactone. And mm-hmm. if for those who don't know what spironolactone is, that is for hair thinning, hair loss,
yes,
acne. What else, Sujata? It does help with like water retention.
Yeah. And basically bloating. It's a, I believe it's a androgen blocker. It helps you. The reason why you have those side effects is because it converts into DHT. And that is where all you start getting acne and mm-hmm. the bald spots and stuff like that. So it's just I think the way to say it is like it's an androgen blocker.
Okay.
So it helps.
So I got spironolactone from my dermatologist.
Okay.
Okay. And then my vitamin D was critically low. My reverse T3 was not optimal, but that could be due to my cortisol level.
Okay. Is that what they said? Okay.
Yeah. And that also just to kind of explain to you really quickly, if you didn't listen to our last podcast, cortisol could be a key factor in you being able to lose weight. It is also affected by stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are someone who is trying to actively lose weight and are eating right and are doing everything that you can do, like as far as like working out and doing everything, and you're not budging, mm-hmm. that could be the factor of why you can't
lose weight. And also if you've been doing for instance, like if someone's been having the same diet, same lifestyle, same everything, you know, how you work out and everything, and you start gaining weight also
mm-hmm.
not most of the time, but look at your stress factors. That is a huge thing. I do want to say one other thing is like, so I wear a continuous glucose monitor
mm-hmm.
and it reads your glucose, your sugar, blood sugar, and, you know, I just like, does stress really cause it? I will say whenever I see myself stressed out, that level goes, my glucose goes super high.
Wow.
So it does affect every time you're stressed out about, you know, here mm-hmm. and there. So it's important to, at this age, really try to see if you can minimize that stress or figure out how to manage that stress. Because we have stress on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's unavoidable. But the breathing techniques and kind of like being aware of the stress level you have will help also.
Yeah. And just to give you some context, I am 42. I'll be 43 in May.
And I'm 44.
Yeah. And so I think ever since like 40, things had changed.
Yes.
So if you are, you know, experiencing anything or any changes and you're in your 40s, it's due to a lot of this that we're referring to.
Yes.
So it would be, if you want to feel better, if you want to change some things up, this is a good start. So we highly recommend it.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about our other, let's talk about our topic for today. And it's about girlfriends, like you and your girlfriends being able to express how much you love and care for them,
mm-hmm.
being able to express that physically, whether that be hugging, I don't want to say kissing, right? But like, but you can give like each other like kiss on the cheek or whatever, you know, like hugging, hanging on to, holding hands,
yes.
you know, like especially those times where you're really feeling down and you need someone to like be there for you. And regardless if you have a husband or a significant other or any other person,
mm-hmm.
but there's something about girl therapy.
Yes.
That they get you and they say probably the things you want them to say
just
or that you need them to say.
And to understand
and
you.
Like to hold hands during the session like that, when especially like I've had sessions where like I'm like bawling, crying, like I've been really, really low. And to have someone to be able to do that with is like not only physically like good, emotionally good, but you just like need that. You need that. And you know what sucks is that guys can't really do that, you
yep.
know?
Yep.
And that sucks.
Yep.
It sucks because I'm sure they have love for their bros. They love hanging out for that with them. And, you know, they talk, even though we all like joke around like they don't talk ever. But they do talk.
They do talk, but I don't think they go so deep. Do you mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? It's just on the surface, in my opinion. Like
yeah.
when I see guys, I don't think they go like emotionally.
Uh-huh.
They just kind of rub it off, like just kind of like talk it off and be like, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's unhealthy in my opinion.
I like, think it would be unhealthy too, because you never get an opportunity to kind of like, because I know what it does to us.
Yes.
But then I'm like, does it do the same thing?
And I always, yeah, I think about that because guys don't go so deeply also. So maybe that's a reason why, but you know, I just think it's nice to have girlfriends to talk about, you know, to understand, because the guys obviously don't go that deep. So
yeah.
they can't understand where we're coming from a lot of times
yeah.
either.
But is it society that determines that it would be weird if guys hug or if guys like hold hands, you know, like, and I'm talking about walking down the street, you and I holding hands. No, but like if I'm like having a bad day
mm-hmm.
or something and I'm really going through a bad time, or you know what I mean? I'd
yeah.
grab your hand, I'd hold you and
yeah.
like we talk and you can cry on me and it's totally fine. Right.
Yes.
I don't think that they could do that. I think they could physically and they would, but I don't think that they would do that.
But do they need that?
I don't know if it's because they don't feel like they should do that or that they don't need that.
Yes. Like, I feel like sometimes when I'm, like, Bob's going through something, whatever, like, you know, when, you know, his dad passed or, like, his mom had a stroke, I would ask him questions because I'm like, do you not feel anything? But I think all the guys, I saw all the men,
mm-hmm.
the brothers and everything kind of handled it this very similar way. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get what we need to get done. But, I mean, I need that time to actually, like, mourn and, like, go through those emotions.
Yeah. And talk to people and
talk to people and whatever I need. It's on an emotional level,
mm-hmm.
not the surface level.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think maybe it's the hormones or just the way women are wired. But I think our point on this whole conversation is we like and we feel like we benefit from the physical touches
for
women, from the girlfriend to girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
even men to girl. A man to a woman is also helpful. But what I'm saying is to a woman to woman, I think those physical touches actually help us.
Yeah.
And whereas, but the society will think of it differently. I'm telling you, men in India, when I went to India, I mean, I was born here, but I went into India, I was like, why are those men having their hands around each other? And like, sometimes they like eat out of the same plate and they're like, you know, they're also touchy
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, they just love each other. They're like best friends or.
So it's very platonic.
Yes.
But they're able to express their feelings. Yes.
Physically.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And I think that that should be encouraged. And I love that.
But I think over here, it's like, oh, that's gay.
Yes.
That's gay. Which, that's, ugh, why would you do that? Like, that's not manly. Like,
yeah. And I think also, like, not only like society does that, but I think that would happen within a guy group too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like guys judging other guys for that. Yes. Stuff.
But that's what it is. Us girls won't really judge that much. A guy will judge. So, but on the other hand, I will say a lot of the men, and I'm just speaking from my experience. Mm-hmm. Okay. This has my experiences. When men are in touch and that they're not going to get judged and they can tap into their emotional side.
Yeah.
I feel like they understand women a lot more.
I agree.
And I see that in the Indian, when I went back to India and like the way the men were, mm-hmm. they were able to understand their daughters, their wives and their mothers.
Yeah.
It was very interesting because they were like, oh, she's going to feel this way. Let me go get it. It was on a different level. So I think it's just the society and how we are brought up here versus mm-hmm. in different countries. Now it can be where they're physically and they're emotionally in touch in other countries, but I'm just speaking of India from my experience. Yeah. That's all.
So I think the other thing to add to that is if they don't have a way to, I don't want to say express themselves, but tap into like really deep emotions, like when they're needing to, or where they feel they need to, or just to talk about anything. I feel like Chaz can talk to me and I'm sure Bob can talk to you, but at some point you can only be so objective because right. maybe they're talking about family and stuff like that. At the end of the day, you can't be super objective because they're going to be like, well, this is how you feel about them, or you just, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Which isn't the case, but you also like have to tread lightly, right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think the best thing that ever happened, and Chaz and I know we ended up going to therapy initially for marriage counseling, marriage therapy.
Yes.
And then he ended up having a lot of, not a lot, but some things that he didn't realize he needed to let go of or have that were just like in his subconscious that he didn't realize, right?
Right.
So it was super beneficial, but I'm so proud that he did it and happy that he did it because he didn't realize that, but it gave him an opportunity to talk freely and... like, I imagined he could talk to, like, a friend, a guy friend.
So when you were, this was during marriage counseling, were you in the same room?
Or no, not those. Okay, so those he talked to, like, I was done, right? Like, we were good. We were good together as a couple. But then he, you know, he continued with this same counselor for other things that just had to do with himself. You know what I mean? And so it really helped him. But I feel like that was the only opportunity he had to be able to discuss something freely, like how we would with girlfriends all the time.
Well, I think, and I think just like us women, I think men are afraid of being judged. Like they're afraid of like letting loose and like talking about like being mm-hmm. in touch. So I feel like going to a therapist, they have no connections or anything tied to them. So I think it allows them a free space to just talk about how they really, really feel.
Yeah, I think it's super healthy.
And I wish that they would also be okay to... it's healthy. And I think for us women, we kind of do the same thing, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to be judged for whatever we've gone through in your young years or whatever's going through our mind, right? But I wish men would go to therapist a lot more, I guess.
Yes, 100%.
I think women are more open to it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure... I'm not saying men don't go. I think... that's not something that they prioritize that they need. Mm-hmm. They just kind of blow it off. But I think the older you get, I feel like that's when like you start to have some sort of like effect on your body, health-wise, diseases, all that stuff, because you hold all that in. Mm-hmm. I know this is just coming from me.
No, that's how I believe how things are. It's true. I just feel like also with the changing times, right? Like we said, mental health therapist wasn't really kind of a thing when we were like growing up and stuff. But I think now it's a lot more common. You see like apps for like free space or like therapy online and stuff like that, because they realize like maybe you don't want to go, maybe you don't, but so like it's virtual, right? They give you mm-hmm. all these opportunities so that you don't have to make it like a publicity event to go to that therapist, and you walk right. into the therapy office and stuff like that.
Yep.
Which I think is so amazing and so helpful. But I still think with men, it is kind of like a
I don't need it.
Yeah. Like, or like maybe they do, but it's not a priority. Like you said, they don't make it a priority. No. So then you all this time goes by, right? So I just feel bad that they don't have the same opportunities that we get to have without feeling judged.
Judged, yep.
I mean, that's why we, you know, talk about girl trips or girls' night or just come like, over
like
to hang out.
Indirectly, it's like therapy.
It is.
It's therapy.
So like on Saturday, Chaz was out of town last week, and I know because I posted something online like, hey, you know, Chaz out of town, and like right away, like one of our friends is like, hey, what are you doing this week? And I'm like, I don't know. Well, Chaz is out of town. And she's like, I really need girl time. Like I have like boy drama, you know, and yeah. I was like, girl, come on over. And, yeah. and we did, we talked about it, and I was like, girl, you shouldn't have done that. Like I'm honest. You know
no,
what I
but
mean?
That's what
but
you
I think
want.
That's like what, why she wanted to talk to me about it
yeah.
because I'd be, you know, not like, and yes, like I'm in a different situation, but I can still relate to like single people or yeah. married people or people who aren't having kids or whatever, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Because you're just being objective.
Right.
You know,
it's coming from a different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but that's what we did. And I loved that, but I know we've always brought it up, and we even brought it up. I brought it up to the people and that were at the lake house for New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of asked them, I'm like, don't you think it's kind of weird or sad that like us three girls are over here hugging and sitting on each other and just like saying how much like we love each other? Cause
yeah.
you know, on New Year's Eve, you're like, I'm so grateful for
yeah.
you.
So
I love
thankful.
You
yeah.
so much. You know, obviously it was like alcohol induced and stuff like that, but.
But you mean it.
yeah. But guys don't get to do that. They're not like, they're like, I love you, bro. Yeah, bro. I fucking love you. But like, that's it. I mean, they're not like sitting on each other like, oh my God, like three-way hugging, you know. And so, oh, I love you so much, you know. And they were like, yeah, man, that's kind of, I never thought about it that way, but that is kind of messed up that like they don't get to.
So I want to do a little bit of research on this though. I just, yeah, I want to do a little bit of research just to see that, does that have to do with like hormone related? It's just how men
like, do
are.
We need that? And
where
they don't.
Men don't need, yeah. I just want to know. Obviously men and women are mm-hmm. different, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the same hormone issues that we do. Right. But I just want to know, is that just normal? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll flip it though. I feel like since we are going through all these hormonal changes that we need more girl time.
No, it's true. It's definitely
and Chaz
true.
Like, you're going out again. I'm sorry. My hormones are acting
hey,
up.
Hey, that's a good excuse. You don't want to deal with my hormones. Let us go out. Yes. But I do think girl time, like, I think, especially at this age, like, I think it can really, really help. Like, I think it's indirect therapy for us.
Though. Oh, it is there. It's free therapy.
If you find the right girlfriends.
Oh, that's the other thing.
If you find, there are some girlfriends that will drain you, and then some girlfriends that, like, this is what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know you. It's a safe space for
yeah,
me.
And you also need friends, though, to be honest with you, that like get vulnerable too.
Yes,
it has
there's
to
a
be
lot
a
of them
two-way
don't.
Street.
Yeah. It, yes. You like. And I'll be honest, like to me, for me to get vulnerable, I have to feel very comfortable that someone on the other end will get vulnerable first.
Yeah. Like you share a story. I share a story.
It's not like that. But like, you know, like. I have to be able to trust you.
Yeah, of
and
course.
To get vulnerable for me, I'm pretty open, but like, I also have a guard from mm-hmm. just how my life has been in the past.
Yeah.
But if you know, I really appreciate if someone can get vulnerable.
Yeah.
Also,
and I put out feelers out there, like when I first meet someone, you know, like hey, what's up? You know, and I'll put like a feeler out there and uh-huh. see how they react, and if they get, you know. And if they're like, oh, yeah, girl, me too. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go a little deeper, and see where this, you know,
yeah.
see where this is going,
yeah.
you know. Because, yeah, I'm not, you know, we're not everyone's cup of tea. I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
No, but you can tell when someone is wanting to, you know, when you have a conversation with a mom and everything is just super positive
yeah,
and everything's
be
going
like,
right.
Hey,
and
let's like, go to happy hour together. Hell yeah, you know, or whatever. Just let's hang out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and see where, you know, where, if we do click. But again, it's almost like I got to be weary if everyone is talking and they're talking about the same stuff and they're sharing things, and you know, they're sharing, sharing, and everyone's laughing. The people who aren't, or the person who's not, I'm like, she's either judging us, or, you know, maybe you don't feel comfortable, but also like you can't hear all the things, because I also feel like you're going to go home and either tell your husband or tell other friends. And I don't think that's cool. And I think between girlfriends and what you talk about, there is an unspoken rule. Like, we never have to be like, hey, whatever, say, don't tell your husbands.
No, we just know.
You should not. There are some things. Yeah. And if you're telling your husband about some things, then that's not cool.
Right. Because then you know that.
Then that's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
And girls should not do that. Mm-mm. And that's why I also think, okay, and then some people will judge me for this, is that, and I tell Chaz, and I had to explain this to him, and he kind of understands it, but kind of doesn't, when I said, no, my husband is not my best friend. And maybe you feel differently.
Yeah, I feel differently.
Okay, so my husband is like, I tell him a lot. I tell him most things and everything. But like, for me, a best friend is like something I tell everything to. And maybe we don't have to talk all that much. But like, I feel very comfortable telling everything to and stuff. And like, they don't feel like, I can talk about all my sexual relationships and stuff like that, and like go back and talk about whatever. Chaz doesn't want to know that, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I don't want to know his either, but like I feel still that there are things that we can't openly talk about that's not going to affect our relationship now, but that aren't important, that he wouldn't want. So to me also, like, I don't want to, like, that's for my best friend,
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, and I want to be able to have someone else to talk to
besides my husband. And so I think with us being married and being together for so many years, I obviously see him more than my best friends.
Yeah.
So I think that he eventually is my, you know what I'm saying? He's my best friend, but it's for both sides, right? For your husband, you don't have to, he doesn't have to know every single thing, but then your girlfriend doesn't have to like know every single thing. Do you see what I'm saying? Like I'm just giving an example, like trips or financial stuff. Like it's, I don't know how to explain it, but I think everything has its own little.
Oh, I do. Yes.
Yeah. But I think a lot, I understand where you're coming from, but being with him for 25 years, I think like you eventually married, kids, you share so much. He ends up being my best friend. Do you see what I'm saying?
I guess because I have such a distinct best friend for such a long time. Yes. Maybe I'm just like, that's why I think that. Mm-hmm. And there's never going to be like a replacement for that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't see her a lot, but I can tell. Call her up and it's just like boom, you know. Yep. And yeah, there's things, I mean, there's a lot, it's just like an unspoken rule of the things that other people should not know.
Yep.
It's your business, whether it's your business between,
but
me
it's,
and
a,
you,
it's a connection that exactly. You, it's a connection you and your best friend have had for years. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you're lucky you have that. A lot of people don't have that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people separate once you have kids and you have families and you kind of, you know, kind of distance yourself a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, you got, but you're lucky you have that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying, like, I think
so. I'm not your best friend.
You are my best friend. You are. I tell you everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I tell you everything.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. But again, like, I know I'm going to get a lot of stuff for that, but I just, I know in chat, it's like, how am I not your best friend? And I just like, I try to tell him, and maybe it's like a guy girl thing. I don't know. But like, I don't know.
But like Bob and his brothers, they speak. I don't know anything about that. That keeps to, they have their own little. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah.
That goes on.
And there's some things you don't want to know.
You don't. Absolutely. Like, you should be
my
able
mental capacity is too. You keep that, you know.
But like what me and my sister talk about, like he doesn't need to know everything.
Right.
And he probably doesn't want to know everything. But I don't need to be like, oh my gosh, this is this. Mm-hmm. Like you, I can still be myself and have a relationship with you, my sister,
exactly.
And my mom.
Exactly.
And everybody else. But. And I have my.
But there are people who like tell their husbands everything,
but
like every conversation that they have with all of their girlfriends or whatever. And I'm just like, ooh.
Does the husband want to hear all that? Like Bob does not
want to. Some of them do. And some of them are just as
nosy?
Gossipy and nosy as like the wife
those
is.
Some evil people.
I just feel like, do y'all not have enough shit going on that you got to like talk about all these other
but
things?
But what do you get out of that though?
I have no idea.
Because it cannot not be a good, like it.
Exactly.
Like, what's your intention behind saying all that?
It's never positive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Are you? I'm just saying. I'm not gonna tell. Bob doesn't want to hear. He could care less. Yeah. I'm just
and
saying.
And most of the time, honestly, whenever I see like, oh my god, I gotta tell Chaz. I fucking forget.
I do too. I have to write it down. I'm like, our next date night. I gotta tell
exactly.
you all these things.
I literally create a list. Like, hey, date night. We're gonna run through these things.
Me too. Oh my
god. It's so sad. I'm not gonna lie. It's so sad.
But
and then I was like,
works.
Oh my god, Chaz, I have so many things I want to talk to you about.
But I forget. but I forget my list.
And I'm too tired to remember. So.
And I would say like, hey, remind me to tell you about this. Remind me to tell you about this.
And it never happens.
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, so yes.
Tell us about your the men, how they open up and like, you know, do they get to that level?
And
I'd like
to
know.
Do you feel it is because they may not need it emotionally?
Yeah.
Like because they just don't?
Yes.
Or because they don't do it because society would think that that was not appropriate or that they feel that they were judged? I would really love to know.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was our podcast for this week. Thank you for following us.
Supporting us.
Yes. Don't forget to rate us, write a review. We love you. And y'all just keep doing you, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.